This is the DLP Agenda.
Welcome to the DLP Agenda. Just recorded a real chef's kiss of a DLP Patreon.
Yeah, it's more in the life of Justin.
God, it's great.
More in the nightmare yes. of my daily existence. We bookend it with a couple of horrible things that I went through, heard, and had to deal with. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're at. Hackman, Mac, Steph, Pam, thank you for calling in this
all
week,
the
Pam.
Greats.
All the greats, the stalwarts. Joe, I wanted to talk to you specifically about this as a man that doesn't shy away from his conservative leanings, okay? And this is not a thing politically about the wall or immigration or gun control. None of that. It's about restaurants. It's about restaurants. I noticed something. I noticed something within 2 days over this past weekend that, well, hold on. I got to turn my phone down. Wow. I'm listening to myself right now. I went into two restaurants that are clearly on each end of the political spectrum.
Okay.
Okay. And one of them was a vegan restaurant in Annapolis.
Okay, I think I know where they lean.
Okay, yeah. You could probably just count the
What's the name of that restaurant?
Count the bumper stickers on the goddamn door, okay, and the various flags and what have you, and the septum piercings, and sea to shining sea. I don't want to shit on them, but we'll call it Preserve, because that's its name.
Yes, I know Preserve. It's right across from Acme Bar and Grill.
There it is, which I would have preferred to have eaten. And then a day later, I find myself on Ken Island.
Oh, yeah.
In the fucking Cracker
the
Barrel.
The CB, right?
I went to the Cracker Barrel, okay?
Nice. Been to that one many times.
Ah, oh, you know that one, baby. All right, you got that gift shop. You got them old school Hershey bars,
that's
triangle
where I saw
game.
That's the black couple never get waited on.
Yep. I mean, look at the title. So I take my family in there, and I've noticed something at, would you consider Mission Barbecue to be most likely a more conservative-leaning establishment?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, pretty deeply military. They
absolutely.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Very patriotic.
Chick-fil-A, also. They've made some...
Closed on Sunday.
Yep, all that observance of the Lord's Day.
These are all places with great service, by the way.
And the Cracker Barrel. And Rob fucking just nailed it. Yeah. Okay? Rob just fucking nailed it right on the head, where I have, like, a man walk up to me at Mission Barbecue and salute and, like, cut my brisket with a shotgun. Yeah. And then
it appears to be happy to be there.
Too. Yes. And then the guy that ran the Cracker Barrel must have walked up to my table four times.
Okay.
Fresh coffee.
Let me top you off, sir.
Let me take care of you. You guys
Anything
have a
else
good
I can
Easter.
Do for you?
You let me know. And then a Chick-fil-A. They are in a different fucking stratosphere.
Yeah.
Not as regards to food. They have an acceptable chicken sandwich. But I mean, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, can't wait to serve.
Get you in, get you out.
So I sit down at Preserve, and I have this fucking hero sit tableside, and they swing a chair around and just like sit and go,
oh, it's one of those kind of,
all right, what are we doing? I mean, the breath. Let me just make sure I don't you miss out on the breath. What are we doing? Ugh. And I'm like, we just sat down. If you get a couple minutes. All right. Gets up, like, fucking excuse me. Days prior,
so that shit drives me crazy.
I was at the Golden West, which is also their menus are all in the back of an old vinyl album.
Okay,
and they stand with this.
Justin eats out art.
This. It's right around the corner from the station. Yeah. It's where a bunch of us get lunch, and then the same thing. This level of like, I sit at the bar to get lunch with someone else, and this lady plops her body positive looking ass down on the fucking the bar. Going, all right, what are we doing? I'm like, I'm going to do the steak and sprouts. Ain't got it.
So what you're suggesting is however you lean politically, us conservatives, we're better at customer service. Is that what you're
saying? The restaurants, and the restaurant is an interestingly unifying place where we all have to go. I will never go in a boat dealership.
No.
I will most likely never go to a hunting club.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that many will never do. But everybody goes to a restaurant. Yeah. Everybody sits down at a restaurant. And I've just noticed that the places that are like cool and get described as funky and hip are dog shit.
Right.
They got that cool.
They have
fucking
this attitude like they're like, I'm not bothered.
Well, what can I do for you? Because the Cracker Barrels and the Chick-fil-A's wouldn't hire those people. So it's not.
Yes, every person.
It's nothing to do with the political. It's like they wouldn't hire someone that's not going to try and get.
They're not going to make it. They're not going to.
And the other place will because they're fucking got some tattoo they like.
They're cool. Yeah. And they got that fucking brain surgery, femma looking haircut. Where
I think about that, like at Chick-fil-A. Because Chick-fil-A is a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
And they are awesome at customer service.
It's elite. And who cares if there's a line? You know you're getting through it.
That if there's somebody who acts like that, I think they get fired.
Yeah.
You get fucking bounced.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, over at Sweetleaf, you know, farm-to-table tofu, if you spit in my fucking food because I've got a Waylon Jennings shirt on, right. They're making assistant manager that night.
Right.
I'm like, you're not in the making money. Yeah. I mean, that's that area in Hamden, which is very near the station, it's just a fucking murderer's row.
Oh, yeah.
Of hipster avocado toast, too cool to be there. Although they do have a little bit of that BPI, that's parental basic income. You know, as punk rock as you might be, mom and dad's footing the bill on a lot of that shit.
I was in BWI, and I usually go to the Chick-fil-A for breakfast, but the gate, the section I was at, the D section, it's a different set of restaurants.
You don't have a Chick-fil-A there.
They don't have a Chick-fil-A, and there's the Green Turtle, which is pretty awful.
Yeah, Green Turtle sucks.
And then there's McDonald's, which I know what I'm getting a sausage McMuffin with egg. It's going to be delicious. And two things happened the other morning. One, the woman, I've seen her there before. She seems like she's in her 70s. I think she just looks bad. She's in her 50s. But she doesn't seem to be particularly like smart or like you couldn't really imagine her having much of another job than this. But she keeps making a point to tell people this is Friday, Easter Sunday, that she's excited about having 2 days off. She gets to spend it. She's never spent an Easter with her 5-year-old son.
Okay.
And everyone hears this story and then they change it to grandson because they can't believe that this woman who looks 75
has a 5-year-old son. She had a kid at 50.
So we're all living 60.
We're all doing the math. Like somebody had sex with you. Like
she could have been. What about adoption?
Maybe she got.
Everyone's making the same thing.
Right. She's telling everybody can't raise the kid.
It's weird.
When she walked away, did you say something to the other people?
Well, no, I didn't. But we were all getting pissed because look, I will say this, and maybe things have turned, but I've never seen Hispanics that didn't work hard until this fucking day.
How was that? This person?
Yes, we were. It was Jose was not living up to literally his name because she kept yelling Jose. I'm not being a stereotype. That's fuck his name, right? It's 25 minutes to get a sausage McMuffin. And just standing there. There's people. There's a line. Hey, people are waiting in line. They're looking at us. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are doing in line. You can literally go to the Green Turtle and sit down and order. You'll get it faster.
Do you know why
you
the service is so bad?
All I know is that I was order number 67, and we had a good little run, 65, 66, and then nothing came out for 15 minutes.
Dude, okay,
Jose's in the back. He comes out. He's on the phone. Who the fuck are you talking to? It's 6:30 a.m., Jose.
You see me have a fucking panic attack?
Right.
Let me be 67, and I hear 65, 66, 68.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. There's a glitch in the matrix. Yeah. I've been, what the fuck happened? Have I been forgotten about? Oh, I'll have a panic attack.
No, the reason that they're so slow is because fuck you.
Yeah.
Have no place to go. Where else are you going to go?
But hey, by the way, it did taste great, though.
Once you've ordered.
Oh, you're done.
You there's nothing you can do.
Matt's saying I'm giving off big MAGA vibes tonight. You fucking swung wide left and missed on that one, Matt.
That's what MAGA means now. I like good service.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy shit.
I like someone that wants my money for their services, not some guy in a fucking band that'll never make it, being pissed that I'm there trying to buy their fake fucking broccoli burger.
You want to be carjacked? All right, Donald Trump.
All right, I want someone happy that I'm there to engage in the business that they run. God, look at me burning across. Jesus, Matt, come on. You fucking missed on that one, bro.
All right.
Yeah, I just like to be taken care of by the place that I am at.
That's now far right.
And not side. Yes, I just want customer service. Yeah. That's a side
Let's
of me being a dick.
Let's make one thing clear. Justin is not voting.
Yeah.
Okay? He's not allowed to. He's not allowed to.
I don't give a fuck. Are you kidding me? Find me somebody that's passionate about that shit, and I'll find you someone I want to avoid.
Mac mentions the McDonald's at the Atlanta Terminal. The Atlanta Terminal is fucking awful. I've been in there. And no one wants to be working, and everything is slow. I almost walked out of the McDonald's. I almost just said, hey, I'm 67, but if somebody wants my food, I'm done. And then I was like, what,
it's yours.
What am I going to do then?
Dig in.
I have a 6-hour flight. I need some food.
Yeah, were you
I have
to. Close yeah. to boarding?
I was getting... No, I still had about 25 minutes.
Okay.
But it was getting to the point where, like, okay, you know, we're close to it becoming an issue, but it wasn't quite there.
I will say this, and you, I don't know if you're like me, and I don't know if you're like me, but that's one thing I love about my wife. So my wife is hot.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah. What's what we
but,
love about
but
her?
But she's that's also
my number one thing
really
about
all I've noticed.
But she's also early. Yeah. So that's a very rare combination.
That's good. Right?
Excellent.
For someone to be hot but also not entitled so they get places early.
Because my mom was ugly and late. Yeah. And my dad hated those two things about her.
Ugly and late.
Ugly and late.
Because
show title.
I know we don't have to get to the airport 2 hours early. I know that we don't.
Yeah.
I know that we don't. But we do.
You still do.
And we go there. You know what we do? We flip open our laptops. We work.
Post up at an airport, at a restaurant somewhere.
Exactly. Have some drinks. No. Have some food.
TGI
we do everything
Fridays
we can
Express.
To not stress.
Yeah.
And we never stress. I've waited in the longest security lines, gotten through them, still had an hour left before my flight.
Hell
yeah. So, and I love that. Now, I guess I could be at home getting ready. Maybe I could get a little bit extra sleep, but it never feels worth it to me.
Well, you're right for how you do it. I travel so much, so I'm like the cumulative hours of sitting in an airport.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I was just traveling. This is 2 weeks in a row. Went to L.A. or San Diego and L.A. It's a long, nonstop cross-country flight. So it's just for one show. I don't know if it was end up being worth it, but whatever, it happened. Once it's done, you might as well accept the money and not realize was this even worth doing it for the pain in the ass level. So one of the joys... There's two advantages of not checking a bag. Because I'm just going up there for one night.
Yeah.
I got a backpack. That's all I got. The first advantage is the obvious. You just you don't need to wait for your bags.
There you
can't
go.
Lose
get off
them.
The plane,
right
to the car.
But the second advantage is if shit gets fucking weird with these flights, you're not tied to your bag being on some plane.
Exactly.
Or something. So you have you're untethered, figuratively and literally. So I'm at bad luck with American Airlines. I have my flight back. It's not direct. I'm flying to Dallas. Then I have about a 45-hour layover. Then I fly to BWI. And get there, and the layover is late, but that's okay. We're fine. Half hour, no big deal. Then the American flight, you know, they say we're boarding. When it says it on the phone, I show up. There's no plane there, so I can't board.
There's
I
nothing,
see that, right?
Just people are just walking off the end of the gangway.
I'm like, okay, we're not boarding right
now. Concussion.
And then they make an announcement. Yeah, we're going to be, the plane's going to be a few minutes late. We'll board in like 15 minutes. Okay. So then the plane shows up, and I notice that the jet bridge is not going to the plane. There's about 8 feet.
It's too much. Too long.
Too long. And then they go, all right, we have an issue with the... It's funny because I didn't hear the beginning of the statement, but I could tell by people's tones that it wasn't good.
Something's up.
Right. And so I asked this woman, I go, I missed the beginning. She goes, I go, what did they say? She goes, well, if you have a connection, you're fucked. I'm like, I like you.
She said that?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That lady worked there?
No. She was just another passenger.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, okay.
That would have been my airline of choice.
I like that you could tell that I was okay with you saying that.
American, fly the fuck you skies.
So they're like, we're going to try to fix that. I'm like, okay, but. You know, you can just go to another gate. It doesn't seem that big.
Right?
Yeah.
So then they go, okay, we're not able to fix it. Now I'm getting suspicious because I don't see anybody working on it. So it's like,
you just have to go, I mean, like you're just dragging another.
Are you, you're only working inside of it? I think something on the outside.
Can
be
you maybe
on
have
too.
The plane 3-point but turn into it?
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? I've never heard of that before.
Neither have I.
The last time Katie and I were on the plane. Same thing happened.
Okay. What
airline? So is that a new... I don't remember. Katie might...
I don't know, but I don't like...
Is that a new thing?
I don't like that. I don't
like
a new
thing
that could go
wrong. They're making to
the gangway
isn't
connecting?
Yeah, it's like, hey, we've been doing all this other stuff. Let's start using the jetway.
This is a fresh one they won't be able to question.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, well, now I'm happy that the layover connecting flight is delayed because that gives me a little more time.
Right.
And there's this... They say, go over here if you want to change your connection. And I meet this couple of kids, and we figure out we're both going to Baltimore, and we surmise, you know what, I think we're going to still be okay. And then they go, all right, we're going to move to gate 45. We're in gate 43, and then the phone gives me an update. New boarding time is 2:45. And everyone runs to that gate. I'm like, I don't know why we're going to the gate. This plane's still here.
Yeah.
No, so I'm just sitting here, and I notice no one's getting in this plane to move. There's no urgency. And I'm like, at some point, we have to get the plane there. Nothing seems to be happening. There's no workers out there. You know, they have the thing with the wheels that would stop.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
one's moving yeah. that. Nothing. There's nothing. No traffic. No
totally
action.
Standstill.
So I'm doing the math. 2:45 gets me with the time change to Dallas at 7:45. My flight is at 8:20. It's the same airline, so if that happened, we'd probably be okay. But we're getting to the point where...
We're almost where it's not
right.
going to happen
So
for
I'm
you.
Like, pull up my phone. Are there any other flights out of here? Southwest, old reliable. 4 p.m. flight, $750, but it's nonstop. It'll actually get me there sooner because I'm not stopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I say to the guy that works there, I'm like, hey, I have this 8:20 in Dallas. Do you think I would make that? And he basically tells me, without telling me, there's no fucking
right, way. Right.
Right? Because he notices this plane ain't moving yet. We're not even close.
Yeah.
Even if it got there and we started boarding right away, we're still. So he goes, yeah, because I have another flight. And I explain, he goes, yeah, I probably would do that. Because if you go to Dallas, there's no other flight to Baltimore that night. They're going to put you up in a hotel. It's going to be a whole fucking thing. And I'm like, all right, well, am I going to get a refund? Because, you know, I'd like to
get. You kind of fucked me on this. I mean, goes, I'd like a chunk of that right. $750 paid for by you.
And he goes, yeah, just you go on the app. And I go, okay. And then he goes, I go, well, do I have to leave the airport to another terminal? He goes, no, if you go through international, you can. It's a long walk, but you don't have to go through security. I'm like, all right. So I fucking buy the Southwest flight. I fucking go on the app. I cancel the thing. I start. By the way, while I'm doing this, new update. New. It's now 3:15 they're leaving. So I would have been fucked. So
yeah.
It
yeah,
keeps getting
boned.
Pushed back.
Okay.
So I was like,
so you're making the right call.
And now I'm like, I feel like I'm a professional traveler.
Yeah, yeah.
I just maneuvered this. I fucking filled out the online thing, the refund, $650. They said yes. And I'm like, I got home and I'm like, wow. I'm like,
you did it. Good at this.
I had a
you're good
debacle.
Traveler.
I would have been in Dallas for the night. And now I got fucking home. So thank you, Southwest.
It cost you an extra $100.
It did.
And that's it. And you got refunded for the portion?
Yeah. Well, they said that it'll take a few days.
Do you know
to
what
show
that
up,
reminds
yes,
me of?
It's already been
you're,
official.
You're in the moment clutchness of having a situation. Yeah. Like, all right.
It reminds me of something I've never done.
Yeah. No.
It reminds me of the reminds me of the opposite of your
something you
your
100%
baseball game.
Oh,
story.
I did?
When we fucking pulled that off in Vegas.
Oh, you're right.
When we had the situation in Vegas that eventually led to us getting banned from the Palms and somebody shitting in a closet and ended up being a dog. Listen
check
to
the out
Patreon.
The Patreon. Yeah.
It's a great story. Still don't talk that on. And when we, there was flooding in Vegas that we didn't see. I'm still startled by that. It was last year, there was a flood in Vegas. I mean, water through the streets.
It's the only time it rained all year.
Bone dry where we were at on Fremont Street. But we get to the airport. There's a line a mile long. It's like the PlayStation 6 has come out. And in that moment, you saw me, Larry, John, Joe, squad up, phones out. We back out of line. We get ourselves booked on another flight in 15 minutes. And I think it
feels
was John,
like a power move.
And it did. And we got it. And we got where we needed to be in a new concourse. And John made a very astute observation. I'm not sure true or false, but he did point out that there were no women with us. not a one.
Oh,
and there was no heaven. There was no Han.
Rude.
There was no. That's for you, Mac.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna scale the Capitol walls. Yeah. It was just four dudes like, what are we doing? Yeah. I found a flight. What's the time? Will that get us there? Makes sense. Make the purchase. Here's
Boom.
My card. There you go.
Yeah.
They got a Chili's next door. You buying beers? I'll get the wings. Boom. New flight. Fucking home.
Yeah.
Lickety
yes.
split. Meanwhile, we're looking at all these other hens in line clucking. You remember that?
Yes.
You remember.
We walked right out of the middle of that line.
That fat sow in front of us that was just spiraling in place. The lady was literally just spitting up. I don't know what I'm going to do. She's screaming for help. I'm like, well, there are avenues, but you seem to be want to be, you know, FDR wheelchaired over to the next possibility. And we got our ass on. That feels good when you travel well.
And Mac, they're not giving me a credit. They're giving me a refund to my credit card. That was been established. There's no credit. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going back into my account. So,
yeah.
So look, we figured it out. So it was a crazy month in March. I was nonstop Magoobies. I did the stepbrother thing in Texas, did San Diego, did Batavia, did Oxnard, California. I did three fucking days on the radio last week.
And now you're here. You're here
and
this
now
weekend.
I'm here, baby.
You're a busy boy.
Now I got a fun weekend. Man.
I saw a man almost die in the cage at Shogun. He didn't. He's okay. Shogun fights.
It was during a fight?
It was during a fight. Let me tell you what happened.
How about you tell us after this little break? How about a tease there? Word from our sponsors.
Joe Robinson here from the DLP Agenda to tell you about my favorite member of the Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus team, Joseph Murtha. We talk a lot about car accidents and slips and falls, but I spent some time this week with my hero, Joseph Murtha, and he's forgotten more about the criminal justice system than all these other TV lawyers combined. That's right. The Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus team is not limited to helping you with your civil case, but maybe you accidentally lit your neighbor's house on fire. Or maybe you inadvertently drove a car for a month that you quote-unquote borrowed. That's where the expertise of the great Joseph Murtha comes in. He's been defending since before my wife was a glimmer in Frank Push's eye. My co-hosts like the bread, but as always, I like the meat. Joseph Murtha, the meat in the Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus sandwich. So if you're in trouble, they're the ones to call. Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus. For the best advice, call Rice. Or Murtha.
Hey, it's Justin from the DLP Agenda, welcoming to the Die Laughing family, GRB Roofing. GRB Roofing in Bowie, Maryland. Think about it. Your roof, the roof on your home, the roof on your business, it covers all your stuff. Yeah, you could do without a front door. Yeah, maybe you could put a piece of plastic over a window. But a roof? You gotta have a roof. You gotta have a top-tier roof. You gotta have a roofing company like GRB Roofing that's gonna take amazing care of you. How do I know they're gonna? How about 65 years of collective experience? How about 700-plus projects completed beautifully, successfully? Go to grbroofing.com. Right now, get your free quote today, and they're going to take amazing care of you. Commercial, residential, exterior, home improvements, deck and fencing. I can't wait to use them. My house, total dump. Every day, I want to go on my roof, I want to take myself a crowbar, and I want to rip up the entire daggone thing. You know what's going to happen after I have a flipped out moment? A, I'm going to calm myself. B, I'm going to make a therapy appointment, and then I'm immediately going to get a hold of GRB Roofing. Again, give them a call, 443-699-6192. That's 443-699-6192, or go to grbroofing.com. That's grbroofing.com. It's your roof. It covers all your stuff.
The DLP Agenda.
So John Rollo, Team Ground Control, Shogun Fights, it's looked at as sort of a minor league, a feeder league for the UFC, and they host the events at the CFG Bank Arena. They've done the MGM Grand and the National Harbor, and now they do them at Maryland Live Casino. And I'm your Bruce Buffer, your Michael Buffer, and I love doing them. And there is a fight, I think it's the sixth fight in, it's a 135-pound fight, and two lightweight guys, and actually sub-lightweight. Mm-hmm. I believe it's bantamweight. I think it goes lightweight, featherweight, bantamweight. Inconsequential. Like 15 seconds into this match, this dude throws one of the cleanest power shot rights.
This is a small guy.
And these are smaller guys. Right. I mean, one of the most head snapping to the right, where his arms fucking immediately stiffen.
It's a no brainer. He's done.
Tips over, head fucking bounces off the mat, and his combatant, his opponent, did what he should do: follow and fight. And when I tell you, he dropped the third unreleased World War II fucking A-bomb on this dude's head, and bop, boom, it's over. End
Hammer
of fight.
Fist.
And it was bad. I mean, it was actually this side of the head. That's it. This guy's fingers and toes fucking curl in, which is an immediate sign the brain and the body aren't speaking with each other anymore. They've broken up. And it's quiet. And you're seeing people, like, rush in. And then they're not letting anybody in the cage. Doctors are there. John always has great ringside physicians, so all the physicians are there immediately. They're haloing his head. They're keeping him in place. For a moment, I see him start to, like, twitch somewhere, like, oh, fuck, this guy ain't doing well. And it's not like one of those flash knockouts. He was out. I mean, he never
So you're concerned.
Moved. Whoa, there's a hush. There's no music. No one's saying anything. This goes on for about 10 minutes, which is an eternity. Mm-hmm. This guy's mom and sister are cage side, crying, trying to be let in. I'm like, Jesus, fuck, man, what do we do? And it's right before intermission. So they get the guy, they get him haloed. I kind of see his arms moving a little bit. And we get him in, and they get him into the back, and they get him all taken care of. And then I've got to read, like, hey, congratulations to the Towson lacrosse team for pulling up. And I get word that he's okay and responsive and speaking and moving.
Okay.
And I say that to the crowd, and it's just this uproarious applause and cheering and all that. And it was a very scary moment. I've hosted a bunch of these things. I've seen some injuries there that I get nauseous thinking about. I saw a man, his name's Big Ryan McGowan. He's a super heavyweight. That means he weighs more than the maximum a heavyweight can
right,
weigh.
Right.
And he, that's a lot of weight on an ankle. And when he got knocked over, but not out, knocked over once, his foot didn't move. Oh. He falls backwards. His foot does a 270-degree spin, just crumples.
Mm.
And they rush him. The ringside doctor, this happened years ago, the ringside doctor comes to me and says, I need you to distract him. If he sees it, he'll go into shock. So Ryan's like, on the ground.
Yeah, he's saying it to you.
Me?
Like, hey, what?
Do one of your wacky bits.
Like, what the fuck? Hey, go do a quick five.
Yeah.
Okay? Do that thing about a cat stealing your breath.
Shadow puppet.
Yeah. Hey. Okay, 20 questions.
Look behind your ear, there's a quarter.
Hey, look at this. Okay, I'm thinking of a food. Okay? And I'm like talking to him, and he's like, is it bad? I'm like, it ain't great, but you're probably not going to be dancing for a couple months, but you'll be okay. Hey, jumping jacks are off the, hey, good fight. Hey, so the missus in the crowd. Oh, no, she couldn't stay. And then they lift him up and get him out of there. But I mean, one foot's this, one foot's this.
God, I couldn't do
it that. It was bad. They pinned it. They screwed it. They plated it. He was fine. But man, being that up close and personal to two pretty severe injuries, and it's MMA. That shit's gonna happen.
Rob, absolutely. Have you
brutal?
Have you seen the new Roadhouse?
No, dude, I mean I'm going to watch
fucking
it.
Fucking watch it, man.
I mean it's gotta be.
Okay.
It's gotta be so bad. It's good, right?
It's so bad.
The introduction of Conor McGregor when his character shows up.
Yeah.
Is
you know what?
Very
I'll just
memorable.
Tell you what happened.
Please, it's fucking Roadhouse. Yeah. We're not giving away an M.
So
Night twist.
Okay. He is having sex with a woman that is clearly someone else's woman.
Gotcha.
Okay. That guy comes home. He jumps naked out of a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow he has shoes on. Did you remember that?
He did have shoes because he had a phone tucked into them that he answered.
He's completely butt naked.
Except and when I say butt shoes. Naked, I mean if you turn up the brightness on your TV, you can see his asshole.
Yeah, he is wearing.
Well, then I'll definitely watch.
And he's, you know, the walk he
he's
does.
He's doing a strut.
Right.
Which, by the way, that strut. Yeah. Never stops.
It's so
there's
funny.
Not a scene.
Yeah.
He's not doing a strut.
So he walks up and he walks over to he looks at just sizes up one guy, walks to the next guy, sizes up another guy, sizes up the next
naked.
Guy, knocks the guy out, takes his clothes. He's got his outfit on. He's wearing that guy's outfit.
Oh, well, they do a Terminator. They do a cutaway. Yeah. I can't remember what they cut away to, but it's him and he's doing the eyes, eyeing this guy up. And he's like, I'm going to be right back with you in a second. They cut to Dalton doing something, I don't know, cutting limes for margarita. They cut right back to him. The entire market's on fire.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Everything is on fire.
Yeah.
It's pure chaos.
Yes.
He's got the guy's fucking suit on. The guy is on the ground seizing up, knocked out. Okay. Did I spoil the other part about the boat?
No. Tell us that.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So funny.
This fucking...
By the way, no spoiler alert. This is
no.
This ruins it no
it's
way.
It's Roadhouse.
It can't be ruined.
It cannot be
There's
ruined.
There's no plot twist to this thing. The Dalton in this...
It turns out the plot was dead the whole time.
The entire time it was dead.
Yeah.
That this Dalton is a lot different than Swayze's Dalton.
Yeah.
There's no honor.
I don't even get what they're going for.
I have no idea who he is in this thing. He's not doing Tai Chi.
He's not
in
a
the
particularly good guy.
No,
right?
He's a horrible human.
You're not rooting for him.
He's an absolute piece of shit.
I don't know who I'm rooting for.
Somehow, this Dalton has a bag of dynamite. He steals an innocent police officer's boat. That is his new sort of girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. This man has done nothing to him. You've never even seen him up until this point, and he appears to be an officer of the law, steals his fucking boat.
You know what the police officer says?
Just have it back in an hour.
Yeah, he just says have
no,
it back.
No, you fucking wouldn't.
He is the guy that you call to fix this situation.
Yes.
Okay.
So what? He takes the boat. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He takes the boat that he's just stolen from an innocent man, a bag of dynamite, no fucking idea where he got it.
Yeah.
He takes it out to sea where the bad guy's boat is to have a negotiation. And there's the bad guy up on the deck watching the boat pull in, and he bangs the boat into it, being like, oops, dented it. Which, side note, the only way Conor McGregor ever stops a car in this is by running it into something. He never hits the brakes. He just runs into shit, and I laugh every time. So this is an integral moment. So he pulls the boat up in a deckhand, dressed like a little sailor boy. He's got short sleeve shirts on. He's got a little collar, and he's got a short sleeve, shorts. And he helps Dalton onto the boat, and he ties his boat up. That character is very important. You don't get a name, but you will see him again. He goes up, has his negotiation with the bad guy. Give me the thing I want. Fuck you. Oh, no. Check this out. Boom. Sets the dynamite off. Blows the fuck out of the boat. Starts to sink the one he's on. He has no way to get back to shore, by the
good
way.
Good plan.
The woman that he's
they're looking, out pretty far out.
They're way far out. Yeah. The girl that he needs to rescue is now drowning.
Underneath the
worst James Bond ever.
As he goes back down to look for the girl, here comes the massively head wounded, on fire, Gus Fring from fucking Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he's still doing his job.
Half his face is gone, screaming in pain. This man that's done nothing.
He helped him on the boat.
He helped him on the boat.
Did nothing wrong.
He's on fire with half of his face moving. What does Dalton do? Punches him in the fucking face. Knocking him out. Fuck you. Don't you ever help me, Doc, motherfucker.
That's the good guy.
That's the good guy. That's the hero. It is fucking worth watching. It's a shit movie, but it's worth watching.
Yeah. How much money for you to do the McGregor walk every time you walk?
For a year?
Not much.
Year? Not a lot. Not on fucking trap day. No, traps and lats. I'm doing that anyways. Oh, no, that gym, I got a good fucking pump walk.
Yeah.
He walks like that in every scene.
What would Katie do if you start walking like that?
She wouldn't like it.
This is what I want you to do. Whenever you want to have sex with Katie,
I just walk.
You do that walk until she figures it out.
You know what? Here's the thing about Conor McGregor. He's the greatest hype man in the history of the MMA.
He's incredible.
Right? Yep. There's no one that's ever been better.
No crossover star like him. Ronda Rousey came close.
What's the guy? Khabib? Is that his name?
Khabib Nurmagomedov. Okay.
This guy is the greatest that ever was. He never lost. Am I right about that?
He quit. He retired on top.
And Conor McGregor's like, oh, your wife's a whore or whatever he said. Right. And then... Once they're fighting, this guy is so fucking enraged, right?
Yeah.
He wants to literally murder him. Of course, he just beats the shit out of Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
And then he wants to fight his whole fucking entourage because he's like, don't you get it?
Yeah.
This guy, the reason that you have $100 million
is because of that guy,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
The reason you have a mansion in whatever fucking moss-covered mountain country of yours that I never want to visit.
Yes, you can just...
Just play along,
right?
Play the game.
Yes, he doesn't know your wife.
Also, one more quick thing about Conor McGregor. Not the worst actor in the movie. Not the worst actor by far.
Okay.
All right.
The fucking little girl that runs the bookstore. We've had people on stage.
I love that there's a bookstore.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, he also gives $500 million to the bookstore.
Yes. He unknowingly.
You're really spoiling a lot.
Okay.
I didn't see that.
He walks away like Reacher with nothing.
Nothing
left.
He walks away completely zeroed out.
A fucking pile of money that's bigger than his.
The pile of money, by the way, belongs to what is implied to be a cartel that's coming to look for it.
That's so you don't
and he just
fuck with.
He gives it to a father and daughter that own a Walden's Books.
That will get murdered.
They're gonna fucking get violently chopped up by these people. But there are some actors and actresses in this thing, like the lady that runs the Roadhouse. Dude, we've had people that have joined us on stage and have read poorly.
Sure,
that did a better job of her acting in this fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
There's some Bob Menery's in it, by the way. Did you see that? Remember the guy that confronts him in the parking lot that has the gun and he breaks his hand?
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy that does those really funny voiceovers for sports things.
Really?
It looks like he's going to fuck himself on this one. And he's fucked. Bob Menery, Full Send Podcast.
I need to watch it.
You got to watch it, dude. It sucks.
The chat's giving a lot of love to the latest Laps Count Anywhere.
Oh, good. We hope you enjoy it. Yes.
WrestleMania. Let's talk about this.
Do you want to do some trip predictions?
Yeah, because Justin, Eric, and Nick Testoni from 98 Rock and WBL are going to the second night. WrestleMania is now a two-night thing. It started, about 10, 15 years ago? It became two nights?
Actually, you know what? In more recent times.
Okay.
I think it might have been the past... God, when was it? You know what? I think it started the year of the pandemic.
Okay.
I think 2020 might have been the first, the attendee-less, fan-less, poor Drew McIntyre winning the title in front of fucking nobody. That might have been the first two-night, because the last one I went to was 2018, and that was one night.
And where The Rock is back, if you're not paying attention, clearly, he's one of the most famous people in the world. So we are going.
Hell yeah, we are.
Let's make some trip predictions. First of all, will there be any sort of, travel tickets, any sort of like debacle.
Will there be a boondoggle with travel?
Let's
start
to
begin.
I don't think there will be.
I think we're all so loaded for bear to get there. Yeah. For one, we have one issue off the books because Nick Testoni is going to meet us.
Yes.
That's one less person we've got to pick up, drop off. We're going to meet him.
Did you send
there.
Him his ticket already?
No, he hasn't sent me the money yet.
Yeah, so the minute we get that
fucking
scroll
up. But
no, we
did talk about it. He's got to get the... I think he needs to get the Ticketmaster app loaded.
I think we're going to be okay travel-wise. I've offered to drive. Hop in the car. We'll do it because I'm going to do it because as much as I love Eric, I don't think you want to listen to his music the whole way.
I do not.
It's going to be a lot of pirate metal. It's going to be a lot of like Norse war chant metal.
I don't want that at
and
all.
And I'm probably going to listen to quite a bit of Thomas Dolby, okay? Blinded me with science.
You know that Thomas Dolby is a professor at Johns Hopkins?
Have you ever heard any of his other music? It's dog shit. It's honestly, outside of She Blinded Me with Science, not
let's
a great
just listen to that, though.
I like Hyperactive.
Yeah, Hyperactive is the only other hit I know, but that's probably a lot of electronics, I guess.
Must not have got to that in my workout mix. So I think we'll get there okay. You're such a professional traveler that I know we're going to have no issues with the hotel. Now, once we get there, it's going to be basically us Ubering across town. Ubers are going to be at a premium.
No, I do have the Lyft. I have the upgrade, so I get the priorities.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, do you?
For that. Yeah.
Oh, good, man.
So I don't know if that'll help us. It usually does when I'm traveling.
Here's a concern.
Our hotel's in New Jersey. We're 8 miles from the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a casino on the
property.
It's
probably easier to get a Lyft 8 miles from the stadium. It's leaving that'll be more difficult.
Leaving's going to be a bit of a situation.
But we could just walk to the casino and... But that could lead to a night of debauchery, too, post.
Yeah. My issue is that we're going to be so excited that, you know, you got a couple of dads off the chain, myself and Eric. We're going to get there early. We're going to probably go somewhere nice to eat. Mm. I am going to fucking have to pace myself.
What time does it end?
It starts at 6 pre-show.
I think it's probably going to go to like 11 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, they chop it up into two nights because it became, after a while, a fucking endurance test.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I mean, it became a 9-hour long. By the end, I didn't give a fuck. When I went to WrestleMania 32, New Orleans, I think it was 32. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong. 34. It was the one that was in 2018. Mm-hmm. By the end, I didn't give a shit. Get me out of there.
Right. We're going to
love it.
I'm
done.
Brittany says,
will you get there right as it starts?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there for all of
there's an event that Jimmy's Seafood, John's having.
Yes, and we don't get to go to it.
Okay.
Quick update to that. Asked about that. Thought we had tickets in. Turns out we don't. So, I was like,
forget that.
Kurt Angle. It was going to be Kurt Angle, Mojo Rawley, Mandy Rhodes.
I paid for
Will
OnlyFans.
Hobbs from AEW is going to be there. I wonder how the company feels about that.
And now we're not.
And I finally heard back, and they're like, sorry, but we're selling these things through another company in Philly.
So
Jimmy's Tailgoat locally, no problem there.
Gotcha.
No can do. So,
Brittany says someone will lose a large amount of money at the casino. That would be me. Would be the most likely one. That's not a crazy prediction.
Justin likes the slots.
I gamble like an old Jewish woman. Yeah, I'll place my ass down. I'll dump a couple $100 into a Wheel of Fortune slot machine and be happy as a clam when I lose all of it.
Mm.
Drinking watery Jack and Cokes. I love it.
Now, Eric, I played poker with Eric before. He's not very good.
He's not a big
gambler. I don't think he's a gambler.
I'm worse. No. I can promise you.
No, but we wouldn't do that. That would take too much.
Is it good when you have this many aces, or is that bad? Are these ones?
That'd be too many paying attention.
Yeah.
We're going to be tired.
I will sit down and play blackjack, though.
Yeah.
I'll sit down and play a little blackjack. I know the basics.
Will one of us get clearly too drunk?
Yes.
That we're not even really able to enjoy it as much as we should.
At the event.
Or what? At any
Eric
point.
Holds his booze well. Nick doesn't drink. He's essentially a teetotaler.
So again, it's about me.
It's going to be you or me.
Okay.
Eric holds his booze well.
He's younger than us.
It's going to be a flip of the coin.
Will you be drinking beer?
Well, if you're going to pace yourself, that would be good. But the issue is the bathroom.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to piss. If I start drinking beer, I'm going to miss half the matches because I'm going to be in the women's room the whole time. I'm going to probably drink some spirits. I'm going to probably have some cocktails.
Yeah, maybe they have some White Claws or something. Yeah. That's a good pick.
If it's a late night, Rob can get messy, but I don't think it will be a late night based on who you guys are with.
Here's another thing we got to worry about, too. We are in a sold-out arena, Lincoln Financial Field, full of 70,000 asthmatic fucking neckbeards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know I almost got in two fights at goddamn WrestleMania 32?
Oh.
Because I got some fucking Yahoo behind me that kept... He was cheering and basically elbow striking Mudge in the shoulder and neck. I was like, whoa, watch out, bud. Watch your region. He fucking does it again. And I got to turn around again and be like, dude, stop. Thank God it wasn't the guy from the party at a... yeah, like, keep going, sir. I don't mind. And then another guy in front of me turns around because he overdid it, throws up, floor splatter. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Another guy over there gets in him, fucking hits him.
It was the guy who threw up?
A guy that threw up.
And Philly's an aggressive town.
It's in a very...
Yeah, you're right.
My next point.
It
you're
is.
100% right. Mm. There's going to be... At every UFC I've ever attended live, there's been multiple fights.
Yeah,
movies.
Okay. People get fired.
Well, everyone gets fucking cocksure.
Nick's in shape. He works out.
He will not defend us.
But he's but he Nick is slight.
He is.
Oh, we have an insurance policy.
We've got Eric.
We have Eric.
Yeah, Cooper. Eric. Yeah. Eric, yeah.
Eric, we could see him go full fucking Terminator on this. I bet Eric would actually welcome one of these asthmatics, one of these fucking Rhea Ripley t-shirt wearing hemophiliacs.
Will Eric, yeah, will he lean into it?
I will make a long-distance prediction. He's not going to start a fight. He'll fucking end one.
Okay.
I have a feeling something will happen
you
nearby.
You think there'll be a fight?
I think there is
going
to be.
You've experienced that.
Yes. In every UFC, I have seen one in the distance, and I've been to a Royal Rumble, I've been to a WrestleMania, and I've been to a Survivor Series. In all of them, there's been a fucking fracas. And most recently, the WrestleMania I went to was here and here. On the way out when we were leaving, oh, shit, I saw a guy get fucking slept. They were walking up the steps. One guy drunk falls and bowling pins people forward.
Oh, shit.
One dude turns around, and I mean throws a fucking H-bomb and just turns a guy off.
At the guilty party or just some random that just...
I don't know.
I never thought about it. We're going to get our ass kicked.
Yeah, we're going to fucking die, man.
Wow.
This is where we die. This is awesome.
Right, will there be a fight?
Okay, I think there will be a fight.
Okay.
Something within our scope of
being able to see it. Yeah,
how many of us will spill something or have something spilled on?
All of us.
All of us.
Yeah, you'll spill something.
All of us.
Yeah.
Oh, don't wear a nice shirt. We're going to have to go.
I bought a new, you saw it. I sent you a
very nice shirt.
I bought a WrestleMania hoodie and a WrestleMania hat.
Do you know I
very
spill
touristy.
Something?
Very, very nice, though.
I spill something every day.
How many times have I spilled something on this table?
Every day. Yeah,
every day.
Every day.
Clumsy little Carl.
Not good.
Okay, so here's a prediction. Who has to go to the merchandise table to buy a shirt because they have to? Not because, like, ooh, I'm really into Seth Rollins.
So
they need a new freaking t-shirt.
You or Eric are the top two.
Oh,
that would happen,
And you have to go buy something to replace the article of clothing that's been ruined?
I am, that's the thing. Are you going to be buying shit and just having it in a bag, and are you wait to the end? Because I don't want to carry shit around.
No, but I think once we're where we're at, we're going to be stationary.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be mobile. We'll walk around for a little bit, but I think once we're going to get there, merch table.
Yeah.
Get to our seats, and that's it. And then we'll maybe send each other out. Do we send out the guy that doesn't drink for drinks? Do we send Nick?
Yes.
Yeah,
for
make
beers?
Him go. Yeah, he's the only sober one. You're going to buy merch?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I already bought merch that's WrestleMania 40 themed that I'm going to wear.
Okay.
I bought a hoodie and a hat.
So you're going to wear a hat and a hoodie at the same time?
Yeah.
Do they have WrestleMania pants?
Ooh.
I'm sure they do.
Some WrestleMania Zubaz?
I mean, I don't...
They have WrestleMania shoes.
Will I buy some more merch? It feels like...
WrestleMania
I'll
panties?
Want to.
Because there, it's going to be outrageous.
Oh, it's
going to
be
$80
bucks for a fucking long sleeve.
That's another thing. What do you think, not counting the tickets, but just what we spend, food, drink, don't even count Uber.
Like
just money on food, drink, and merch.
Food, drink, merch. I'm going to be in for a few hundred.
I know Justin. Nick's poor, right?
I'm going to take care of Nick.
So I know Justin.
I ain't helping him with his ticket, but once he gets a ticket,
drinks are
going to
be like $15.
Oh, they're
going to
be outrageous.
And he's drinking
sodas and
waters, and he eats fucking chicken tenders, so he's good.
And you guys are going to go to, and I assume you're going to get you're going to get a steak, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to take us somewhere nice to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob did the heavy lifting, so I told the crew, let's find some sort of, because also, all of these, again.
You're buying dinner?
All these fucking ass
matches. It's really lunch.
They're not going anywhere nice.
Yeah.
I will go a place that is priced out of the majority of the people. Mudge and I did that in New Orleans when we went to WrestleMania. I made us arrangements at a restaurant that there was a lot of empty tables at. Now, meanwhile, out the window, it's fucking Sodom and Gomorrah. But they're all going to, like, the slushy stand, the chicken tender stand, the place you can get alligator bites. They're going to the burger place. I was like, let's go somewhere nice to sit and revel in what we're doing.
I would like that.
I'll do that for us.
If you guys are going to a steakhouse.
Well, we got to think about, pacing ourselves.
Think of like a Smith and Wolinsky there, right? I think.
How much do you want to eat?
A steak is going to be $60 there.
Just about,
yeah.
Basically,
every drink is
going to
be $15.
So we're going to spend $1,000 collectively on food, drinks, and merch.
Oh, yeah. For the whole trip, okay. Yes.
Now, when I bought the hotel rooms, there's two hotel rooms, thinking two double beds, that we'd have Nick with us. So, I mean, do I get the solo room?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a solo room.
Yeah, yeah. You, Eric and I are together. You get your own.
Fuck
yes. Oh, no. Eric and I already talked about it.
Your room is set off the fire alarm.
You talked about it,
but
you don't want to be. Yes. Hey. Eric sets the fucking fire alarm off.
Okay.
And those that are asking, yes, right. I am off Monday. We're going Sunday. I'm taking off Monday. I'm going to have a leisurely drive home, pull over three or four times to puke,
am
go
I
to the
Monday?
Cracker Barrel.
Okay, somebody better.
Oh,
be
heads
in.
Up. You're in on Monday.
What is that? This coming Monday?
That's the one.
Huh. I got to check it out.
Sure hope you can make it.
No, I think
it's you or Tommy. Yeah, make sure you can be in. Because I said there's two fill-ins that can't go because they're with me.
Yeah, let me see if I'm already
God,
on
fucking
the
Val better
calendar.
Not call out because, I mean,
oh, shit.
Sorry, you better be there, pre-actor.
Well, we let's take a break. We have a new LCA.
Yes.
We just recorded it. A lot of love so far. Thank you in the chat. And we talk about, will I cry? We also talked about, will you cry? We talked about, will something happen that will move us to tears? Here's a taste.
That's where it was. I was 10 years old. And, you know, the headlining card was Cowboy Bob Orton was in the corner of Mr. Wonderful and Roddy Piper. And then to be 40 years later, see it in person, you know, I saw Cowboy Bob Orton with my dad. Now I'm seeing Randy Orton. I don't know. It feels like that could be a moment
that might
stir some things up.
This is a 40th. This is a 40th. Yeah. This
you
is
know
a
what, Rob?
Round
adopt
number.
A child. Adopt a child and bring them.
Yeah. You know what? Let's each bring a kid. How about
Nick? Nick's my kid. I'm going to say Nick is my son.
Let's all take turns holding Nick Testoni, who's going to be joining. How about this? I'll text Nick.
Yeah.
Everything's on us. Your food, your drink.
Right.
You want a big foam finger? Get that big slushy drink. You have to dress like a toddler, though. And you get to hold you. Okay, and you have to have one of those little fucking hats that has a propeller on it, and I get to draw two big red circles on your cheeks. Oh, I give him smooches like a good boy all night. I call him my good boy.
I'll spank him if things don't go right.
You have fun, my sweet boy, my sweet good boy. Oh,
uh-oh,
I would
gotta
love
change
that.
His diaper again.
Uh-oh, someone made a stinky. Someone had too many chicken tendies in his wool bobum. Oh, my God.
And then we say, from the rock to the cock, and we point out. So that's the kind of family we have.
That's us. Mm-hmm. Just three men and a toddler baby. Three men and a grown baby.
You're listening to the DLP Agenda.
Well, I hope you guys have a blast.
I think we're going to. I know we're going to. I'm with my best friends. It's WrestleMania.
I'm very excited.
Rob, did you listen to the full LCA?
No, I had to stop, but I did.
Rob's going to cry at this thing.
I did
listen
to. And
I'm not joking. He's fucking
really?
Crying at this thing. I'm going to cry just because I'm mean. But he's got a full circle life moment that's about to drop in a few days.
Have I seen Rob cry?
I can't wait.
I'll
collect his tears in my beer can.
I mean, Justin and I.
Are we making trip predictions?
Justin and I are
both
constantly crying.
Crying. Yeah. No, we're crying. If Cody wins the title, I'll probably cry.
really?
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do some Dusty Rhodes stuff.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a crier at like sporting events. Or, moments.
And I'm a crier at make-believe sporting events.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. So
it's a story.
If he wins and they have an image of him holding the belt and on screen is Dusty Rhodes holding his belt, I'm no good. And I'm going to fucking have a battery thrown in my head because we're in Philly. And I'm going to be clowned on by some fucking grease ball that works at some dog shit cheesesteak stand. Yeah. No, by the way, not getting a cheesesteak. I'd rather eat fucking cat food. I think it's going to be a great time. We'll check and see if any of these predictions came true.
Okay, one more thing.
Please.
Are you, because I've said what I'm wearing. It's just basic WrestleMania touristy looking. Now, you and Eric are known to...
I'm going for
up.
Comfort and speed on this.
Because we are outside. It's going to be like 50 degrees.
It's going to be cool. Yeah. And also everyone else is.
Right.
Like when I dress up for a thing, I like to kind of be one of the only people that do.
Right.
It's going to be 1,000 yahoos. They're all holding the belt. They're dressed like the Macho Man. Ric Flair. Have a blast.
Are you
I'm going
to put on at
comfort.
Least some fun sunglasses that have a little.
You're going to have a sign?
More loudness to
it. Oh, no. I got Macho Man sunglasses.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, no. What are you talking about? I mean, oh, you know what I actually bought, too? I meant to show you this. Let's not be
all
crazy,
right.
Rob.
I would like some Macho Man sunglasses.
I have I have.
You're wearing a belt?
Okay, I have this, but no, it's a fanny pack / cooler.
Fuck yes.
Okay. I have a fanny pack. And thank you to Tommy Simbazo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tommy
that made,
so
up here, I'll put it up here above
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a picture. It's and it's not Yeti, it's Igloo. Igloo mixes. Yeah. That opens up, and I can put a bunch of beverages in that thing. And I'm hoping I can sneak in booze.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sneak a little bit of hooch. Yeah. But Tommy turned me on to that. One day later, I bought it. So thank you, Mr. Simbazo.
Mr. Simbazo.
One half of Bussy. Hey, tell me, because I heard you briefly talking about it off the air. Your idea for a new show, and I have an idea for a show. Yours is a podcast. Mine's a TV show.
Well, we talked about the music podcast a couple months ago about the four songs, and you can, if you want to get someone to like a band or artist, what four songs would you have them listen to turn them into a fan of said person or band? So it is a music-related thing, and it at the very minimum, it works as a fun something to do on a car ride.
Rob and I did it for 3 hours.
Yes. Okay. I even took notes. It's basically you'd have a revolving door of people on it, but it's a album draft, if you will.
Okay.
Song draft. So you take two famous bands or artists. The example that I used and we started with was Michael Jackson and Prince. And then we have a draft where you get five songs from each artist that makes a 10-song album.
Okay.
And then the order that you select these is the order that they would be on the album. So you have to think about the flow of the album. And so one person goes first, and the second person gets to go second and third, and then it's four or five, so forth. And then at the end, you will have, in some way, you will guess or listen to it. I'll put them on Spotify, the playlist. People can vote which is the better of the two albums.
Okay.
So Joe and I did this with do you want to just do this as a new exercise?
Why don't you do it?
Okay, so you can understand what I'm talking about.
Do one, but I say do a pilot episode.
Yeah.
Do you know who, if you want to bring into the DLP universe, include the fella? I mean, I can't think of a bigger music fan than Scott.
Scott has a wide variety
of music.
We can get Katie and Ariel to do Beyonce and Taylor Swift, you know.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah. You could also get later down the road, you could do years.
Okay.
You're drawing from 95 and 99 whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could do soundtrack. You could get more creative. But the basic is like, do you want to just do one
right
now?
Sure, we'll do one. Sure. Who are the artists we're doing?
All right, let's make it fucking easy. So,
okay.
We'll do who's something everybody. I mean, do you want to just do Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Sure, we can do that. Yes.
Okay. I went first last time.
Yes.
So you go first this time.
I remember what you picked the last time.
Yeah, I have it. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Okay.
So I'll take Billie Jean.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And then I'm going to do Let's Go Crazy because I feel that's a good album.
That
starter.
Is good.
Okay.
And then I'm going The Way You Make Me Feel.
Okay, that's good. So I'm going to do
I'm not writing this down, so try to keep track of who
I do. I'm going to do I'll do 1999.
Okay.
And I'll do a Kiss.
Oh, I should have picked Kiss. All right. I'm going to do Man in the Mirror, and I Want You
Ooh,
Back.
Man okay. in the Mirror.
Oh, so yeah, you yeah. Jackson 5
but You song. See how this, there's a strategy.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. So let me see something. I'm going to take...
I have two and two of each right now.
I'm going to do Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Well, I have three Michael Jacksons, so I need... Okay, go
and
ahead.
I'll do, and I'll do Rock With You.
Okay, I need more Prince right now. I'm going to do... A Little Red Corvette and Raspberry Beret.
Okay, all right. I'm going to do, I'll do You Got the Look.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do Nothing Compares to You.
Okay, I'm going to do, nobody did fucking Thriller?
No, Thriller's still available.
Okay.
Wow, yeah.
I'm going to do Thriller and Dirty Diana.
Okay, so I'm going to do, I'll do Beat It.
Okay, yeah, see.
And I'll do ABC.
Okay, fuck yeah. I think I have two left. I can't remember who I have. I need, maybe it's 101. Maybe I'm wrong.
Did anybody take Purple Rain for Prince?
I'm gonna end it with Purple Rain.
I had one Prince song left. I was hoping
so that I need. I think I need two or Prince or three Prince. I can't remember. But let's just say, I think it's two actually. So I will do I Would Die For You and then Purple Rain.
Okay, so I need one more, and I'll do, and it's a Prince song, so I'm going to end with Sexy Motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
So okay.
So then we would determine, you could, you know, so it's also just a fun little exercise.
Yeah. My album was better the last time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we did we did all kinds of ones. We did
We did the Eagles.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
and
we did Elton John, and we did
Rolling Stones and fucking Hall and Oates.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Got a name for it? I love the concept.
I don't have a name that pops yet.
It might take a little bit of editing.
You'd have to be
audio
playing these songs too. Yeah.
And if you do it, I think it's under 11, 12 seconds, you wouldn't catch a copyright pop. Yeah. Do just the hook from each one as you rattle it off. That would be, I mean, 30 minutes, history of the albums and all that. That could be a fun listen.
I think so. And again, you can get super creative.
I want you to do a music podcast. I do.
Robbie, you're a music guy. What do you think of this?
I like the idea. I'm bigger on the first concept that you had.
The first four songs to get you into something.
Robbie would
also
have been,
a good idea.
Robbie would have been mad because we did the Eagles and we had 10 Eagles songs and none of us picked New Kid in Town, which is Robbie's favorite song.
Sorry,
it was
Robbie.
Almost out of spite, Robbie. I think.
Steph says she loves it. Ariel says good picks, Joe. So
oh, thanks.
Pam was clamoring for Purple Rain. I got it in there.
I'd have to Google everything everyone makes, unless it was the Beatles, Pitbull, or Disturbed. Yeah. Britney. That is a fucking weird plate of food. The Beatles,
problem
Pitbull,
is that
or Disturbed.
The problem is, does Disturbed have 10 songs?
They got a pretty big catalog.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean,
if you know Disturbed,
right. I don't.
Right.
I know the Sickness.
You'd start off.
I know the Sounds of Silence.
Yeah.
I
mean, you'd have to start off with just really big. You know,
you have to start with massive acts.
Didn't we do Billy Joel and Elton John?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did them. We did, who else did we do? We did Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye,
Stevie Wonder. That was a good one, yeah.
Brittany says, my playlist reads like I have multiple personality disorder. That's a very good concept. A lot sweeter than my idea. I think it's a lot.
What's your idea?
Yours is a TV show,
mine's a TV show,
right?
Show called Pedophile Coliseum. Hear me out. Okay.
Okay.
Hear me out. This is my idea for a TV show. Has anybody finished Quiet on the Set?
No.
No.
Is that the next Nickelodeon
documentary?
No, we're going to watch it. Right. Are you watching it, Robbie?
I finished it.
Okay.
Robbie, it's fucking rough, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy Brian
Peck.
Robbie
watched it one sitting.
The villain in this thing.
Is he a pedophile?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, there's two pedophiles.
Dude, there's
I thought one
multiple
guy was just,
pedophiles.
I thought the fat guy who isn't fat
he's
anymore.
He's just gross
he just a
and
dick?
Shitty.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he's just abusive. Oh, this.
What's that guy's like? Dan Schneider, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. It just, when everyone, I was talking about this on the air today, like there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there being like, Hollywood's a bunch of cannibal pedophilic. And like, okay, maybe not the cannibal part, or I don't think anybody's actually eating a baby, but the other part seems to be super real.
There's some legs.
You know, it's funny because Katie says that, and I say that on a BA all the time. I was never really a conspiracy theorist until I found out that there was an island where people were flying to have sex with children.
Yeah.
That, a real thing.
This is
it really happened.
Thing.
Yes.
Yes. As long as Bohemian Grove exists, I will keep my fucking tinfoil hat on. So this dude, Brian Peck, what was it? He got 16 months, Robbie?
Yes, it was a very short sentence.
For the shit that he did. Which was
Brian Peck? Isn't that Josh's last name from Drake and Josh? Isn't he one of the kids in the?
It's a coincidence.
It's a coincidence that it is. But just a scumbag. And I was just thinking, like, this guy is an absolute villain. Why do you remember an MTV show that was very short lived called Bully Beatdown with Jason Mayhem Miller? It ended up being pretty jive.
Oh, didn't they fight their bully?
They had
I remember that, yeah.
Say, this is the bully in my school, and I want you to fight him. And if he lasts for 1 minute, the bully. He gets $1,000, striking only. The next round, submissions only. If you last, you get another $1,000. Mm-hmm. And I think the third round, anything goes. I think that ended up being kind of jive. I think a lot of it was cast. And I think Mayhem would sometimes fight, and Mayhem would book other people. But it did scratch a fucking itch to be like,
all
before
right.
I knew, and I like to be deceived. I can suspend disbelief. I'm a wrestling fan.
Yes,
I have to,
that's
you know,
the gig.
It's the gig. So I just thought, I think a nation would tune in saying, all right.
What's it called again?
It's called Pedophile Coliseum, where, I mean, almost old school Roman style.
Yeah.
You go, all right, this is this guy's fucking rap sheet. We were going to put him in prison for whatever amount of time, 16 months, not enough. Or we struck a deal with him that he is in a Coliseum with fucking John Jones.
Okay.
And John Jones gets to
go
do
Tigers.
Whatever the fuck he feels like.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no ref. There's no nothing. It's just.
What if he killed him?
Who cares? It's a pedophile.
Okay.
Who's going to go, oh,
so
no.
So there's no rules within the pedophile.
It's like the Outback Steakhouse.
They agree. They sign a waiver.
It's like the Outback Steakhouse. If I can survive for 10 minutes, I'll have my sentence cut in half.
And if you're John Jones and you're like, listen, this is the premise. You get to do whatever you want to these guys. They're having sex with children. You're probably going to be like, all right, I'll do it.
Deal.
I think you bid.
Deal.
You have like a live auction to beat that guy's ass.
Something.
Yeah. And the money goes towards, well, profit.
Imagine all the money goes towards helping the person that needs therapy that they did this shit to.
Oh, I was going to make money off it, but whatever. Yeah,
I mean, that too. You got to pay the overhead. Right. We get that. You got camera guys, Zoom operators.
Do we have like...
Monster would probably step up. Right. Liquid Death seems like this would be something there.
Water.
And I know everyone would think, oh, so barbaric, so ghastly. Every one of you cretins would secretly watch it.
Secretly,
Some of us would outwardly have parties. Hey guys, it's 8 o'clock. Pedophile Coliseum's
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely,
you guys coming over Wednesday night?
Yeah. Hey guys, look, we're letting fucking Brock off the chain. Now, against this guy.
It would fucking destroy the voice.
Oh, there no way you watch that anymore. Crush.
I would love the commercials, like, because then it'd be like
a place for mom, retirement community.
Hey, next week on Young Sheldon, then back to Pedophile Coliseum.
Yeah, on The Voice, a young girl in a wheelchair. All right, now back to Pedophile Coliseum. It is just John, just repeatedly fucking, just turning this guy's head into powder.
I thought because you know the craze of having all these poker, live poker, that a homeless poker tournament where they are literally playing for like they don't have homes or money, so there's real stakes. If they win, they win real money and they need it badly.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
That would be some real stress.
Oh, dude, people say, yes. What if there was a live text board where people could text in techniques they'd like to see him do?
Yeah.
Like if a ton of people are like, hey, head kick followed by a neck crank submission.
I mean, people would do that.
Yeah, and then you have to go to prison if you survive. Just so beat to shit that instead of getting 30 years, you have 15. But if you have survived 10 minutes with an elite level UFC fighter, and the worse your crimes, the higher up the weight class that they're in.
Yes.
Like if you're just like looking at a picture online, like we're going to put you in there with a flyweight. He's going to fuck you up pretty good, but you might walk away. But then if you're doing this shit like Peck, like, they're putting you in
the
there.
The younger the kid, the larger the fucking fighter.
Yeah, like Chuck Liddell in his prime is in there just turning you into fucking hamburger. And I'm paying to see that live.
Yeah.
I'm eating fucking sloppy joes in the stands. I'm bringing the kids.
Well, we do like a comeuppance.
I'm bringing the kids. Yes. Half-price kids night. Let them see what's going to happen. If anybody ever fucking touches you, they end up in the Coliseum.
You could be the MC.
Yes. Oh, welcome to Pedophile.
It's my idea.
Coliseum. It's on here. It's mine.
People do like a comeuppance. This Mike Tyson, is it Jake Paul?
Jake Paul.
People will watch that. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that everybody wants Jake Paul to get knocked the fuck out.
He knows he's a villain.
Yeah, and he's great at it.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, and you never know what the agreement was ahead of time, right?
Yeah,
so
there's already stuff that's coming out.
That's the one thing. Like, am I going to get fucked over? But if it's real, then it's fucking worth it.
If I know this is some real Running Man level shit, like I was the only person as a kid that watched The Running Man that was like, this is fucking brilliant.
The Running Man? I love The Running Man.
But not just the movie. Right. The book's actually wild too.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's a short story, right?
It's a short story. It's a Stephen King short story. But I'm watching this going, this needs to be a thing. We always hear about them burning up taxpayer dollars, prisons being privatized, three hots in a cot. Ariel even said, for a pedo, a prison is a courtesy. Instead, I say, hand them over to the military-industrial complex and let them experiment on it.
And
pour fucking chemicals in their eyes to see if this new shampoo burns, or have them fight Khabib Nurmagomedov after he diddles some kid. Let him get fucking turned into
a
man.
And the incentive is like, in The Running Man, if you escape... You get freedom.
There you go.
Right. You know.
Oh, my God. In my case, I just want their sentence halved. They have to pay.
Joe wants them out to free.
Do you know how the story, the written story, not the movie, the written one ends?
I know he blows up a satellite dish on a building.
Doesn't he fly his plane into
a building.
Yeah. He actually kind of 9/11s into a building to shut down this... what is it, this propaganda channel or something? It veers from the movie, or the movie veers from the book.
It's the only it's the only movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger is in when he says, I'll be back, that the reply's better.
What is the reply?
He goes, I'll be back, and Richard Dawson goes, only in a rerun.
Oh!
That's good.
Richard Dawson rules.
Speaking of reruns, I hope you've been watching your reruns of Seinfeld.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
This Thursday, April 4th, it's the return of Seinfeld Trivia with Josh Spiegel. Now, Josh, you know, the way this works, three teams, you make it to the finals, then you go on stage and you take on Josh. And he lost last time, and he's I think he's got some revenge on his mind.
Well, he lost, but let me tell you something.
He came in second.
Mm. Yeah, the whole room competes. They brought the last three up, and then Josh only lost to one person.
He held his own. He beat the other two.
Yeah.
He lost to the absolute best. So I think we're going to have moments throughout this show where Josh will be asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the Elaine dance-off, which was a huge hit last time. Tickets are moving fast, and I think I could say it now, if you're going to be there, we hope you are, you're going to probably, excuse me, end up on an episode of Justin Scott and Spiegel
you shouldn't be on TV.
They're sending out a camera crew for this thing. It's going to be filmed.
Our buddies from Good Boy Vodka might be there.
Yeah, we're thinking our friends Street Bike Tommy, working alongside Travis Pastrana. They're going to help out with this thing, so we really, really, really would love you there. It shows the powers that be and other entities, the power of the DLP brand. It means the world to us. You subscribing to the Patreon, liking our YouTube videos, sharing our YouTube videos, subscribing, spreading the word. Please listen to the Patreon this week. Rob has an idea, a serious one that is going to happen for a new Patreon-centric idea.
Yes.
That if you like a WrestleMania-length day, a music festival, a moonrise, we might have our own. And it's going to happen.
Did we talk about that on the Patreon? I've already forgotten.
We talked about that on the Patreon, and it's worth, just imagine, DLP, Patreon Palooza.
Super Bowl of,
listen,
of bonus.
Exactly, exactly. It's going to be a great time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week when we return from WrestleMania.
Ariel says, show title only in a rerun. Done.
Deal.
See ya.
See you guys.